This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we have a special guest with us again this week, as last week, Berkeley Neblett. Welcome, Berkeley.
Thank you, David. I'm the Teen Dating Violence Prevention Program Coordinator at Safe Place.
And we've talked about that in the past, and we will be talking in more detail about that in the future. But last week, we were talking about how this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're trying to bring some information and statistics to individuals. And statewide, there's an interesting fact that of all the programs throughout the state, most of them get about a call a day, a little less than that, but about almost 300 calls per year. We don't see nearly that many calls in this area, do we?
We don't. I would say in Mitchell, Madison, Yancey, and Avery counties, we're about have the same kind of demographics. And we're very rural, small-town culture, and people know each other. And so I think that's one of the problems. And also, I don't think that people self-identify as having been sexually assaulted.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit today about why that's the case. But last week, we noted that almost all the victims are women. 90% of them are. And an interesting fact was that almost all of the women knew their perpetrators, that the great majority of them knew. It's not something that happens to you with a stranger. Usually you know the person. And another interesting fact we can talk a little bit about today, that very few of these get reported to the police. And that's an interesting fact. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, again, we're in a small town here in Mitchell County. It's a small town type of culture. But even in larger cities, I think it's only like 38 to 40% of total rapes are reported to the police. And women, or the victim, but let's say women, have to go through such a long process with the rape kit. And then she's having to survive the assault itself, so she's dealing with the initial trauma. She's telling her friends and family, her boyfriend, her husband. There's a forensic exam, which takes hours and hours and hours in a hospital. Reporting the crime to law enforcement, being interviewed by law enforcement. And the forensic exam itself is might last 7 or 8 hours.
That's a lot for a woman to have to go through. And it's, I guess it's kind of embarrassing and humiliating to have to do all of this in public. And
that's true, David. And I think for many women, they have a fear of not being believed, or they may blame themselves, or they may even fear retaliation.
Sure. And the opposing attorney will try to paint you, if you're a victim, as someone who caused this in some way or another. And mm-hmm. and that's horrible to have to go through. But mm-hmm. And that's probably the reason why there's so few of them reported. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's some interesting data on that. Mm-hmm. Also, we might talk a little bit about what a woman goes through, the effects of a sexual assault. It's not just something that happens to you now and, well, it's over with and life goes on. There's a lot of lingering effects on that. Talk a little bit about some of the issues that a woman has to face.
Women often experience shock and disbelief at what's happened to them. They may feel emotionally numb for a very long time. They may withdraw from social settings or feel that they've been contaminated or that they're somehow impure. And they also often will react with self-harming behaviors.
So a lot of psychological issues that come afterwards that have to be dealt with.
Exactly. And often we get reports of rape or sexual assault months after they've happened or years after they've happened. It's never too late to report, to get the help that you need. And coming from a public health background, one thing that I advocate for is come to us as soon as possible. We're not going to make you prosecute, but we do need to get you to the emergency room. We do need to get the medical help that you need that can prevent some serious diseases and can prevent pregnancy.
And we need to wrap up, but give us a little preview of what's coming down at the end of this month?
Well, April the 22nd, David, as you know, Mitchell County and Avery County, Madison and Yancey County's programs are having a minister's training where we're getting all ministers together from the four counties to gather together to listen to a state and nationally known trainer, Rick Houston, who's a Baptist minister, and he's got a really good presentation about the way in which men should treat women regarding domestic violence and sexual assault.
Give us a phone number in Yancey.
682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, 765-4044. Give us a call and we'll discuss more of these issues with you. Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.